Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Before we go into the break, Irish exemptions have doubled in schools since 2020. This is exemptions of the Irish language, prompting the Department of Education to write to 50 post-primary schools asking them to explain the reasons for the large number of exemptions from the study of the Irish language in their schools. Almost 20,000 students received an exemption for the academic year 23-24. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot, but when you consider that only 70,000 roughly do the exam every year, the Leaving Cert, okay, so 20,000 in 1 year is quite a lot. This is just over 5% of Ireland's population in education. Comparatively, just over 10,000 students were deemed eligible for an Irish exemption in 2017. So it's kind of doubled. So it's nearly 20% when you look at it of 1 year students. If we do it again next year, that'll be another 20%. So basically, a fifth of Irish students are not doing Irish. Exemptions from Irish can be given under multiple criteria. If a student has moved from abroad past a certain age, if a student has literacy needs like a dyslexia, whether it's dyspraxia, whatever it is, or if a student has additional needs in the classroom. Figures show that 9,853 students were exempt based on, this is last year, on needs in the classroom, with this figure being mirrored in the 9,974 who came from abroad. 22,000 students who sat their Leaving Cert last year did not sit Irish, or 22%, should I say. That's one in every five didn't sit Irish. Remember, half of those, by the way, didn't originate from Ireland. So half of them did. So half of them are actually people who were born in this country but didn't want to do Irish. DCU's Patrick Dubar, writing in the RTE, said, "The ever-increasing prevalence of exemptions is a sign to me that we have lost our way when it comes to teaching Irish. We need a steep change in relation to our vision for the Irish in society in general, not just in our schools." So what do you think? Should we be handing out these exemptions willy-nilly? Or is it a reflection on the state of the Irish language in society in Ireland? Do we need to relook at the way we teach Irish? And is Irish, well, I suppose the real question I should ask is the Irish language being left behind? And the real question I should ask you is, do you care? The number is 087-188-0008. Do you actually care that Irish, if we keep going like this and those figures keep going up all the time, is going to be left behind? And by the way, I don't believe it matters where you're from. If you come from Nigeria, Poland, Russia, Turkey, Afghanistan, no matter where you happen to come from, and you start in primary school in Ireland, I believe you should have to do Irish. If everybody else has to do it, there shouldn't be an exemption on that basis. You're still young, so you're in Ireland. That's the language of the country. So I don't believe there should be an exemption on that basis. I know it can be difficult for children with special needs, and I get that. But from based on the country you're from, provided you're starting at a young age, I don't think there should be any exemptions. Let me know what you think anyway. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you care that the Irish language is being left behind? All right, now, I'm expecting all of our callers, by the way, to have Irish-sounding names for this topic for some strange reason. And I'm not going to be a stranger to this one. Alva, hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Now, Alva, you're living in... Are you living in a Gaelic area in Galway?
I am. Born and reared, yeah.
Okay. Now, does it sadden you when we see the increase in the amount of exemptions, and not only for those who are coming from out of state, but even within the Irish community themselves born in this country, we're seeing more and more people applying for exemptions and getting them?
I understand why they want to accept the exception.
Exemptions, yeah.
Exemption. I understand that if you're not from a Gaelic area. I can't imagine coming from, you know, cities around the country where you've really, you're not being brought up with the language and then expecting then to have very basic learnings of it in primary school and then having to do an exam in it. Like, that person's never going to grow up and speak Irish ever in their life.
No.
So I understand why they would choose to not do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then in saying that, where we come from, it's you're born into it. You know, you're
But that's only 12,000 people. They say there's 12,000 people in the country who only speak Irish. In other words, speak Irish daily.
Yeah.
There's 70,000 people, they say, speak roughly, these are just rough figures, that speak Irish fluently. And most of those are probably teachers or, you know, educators or work within the department or whatever it happens to be. So realistically, there's very few people using the Irish language on a daily basis, and yet we put a lot of money into it. I mean, a huge amount of money. RTÉ only got 10 million there recently to go into things like climate change and the Irish language and all sorts of things. So there's a massive amount of money being put into it to preserve it. And I understand why, by the way, why we want to preserve it. It is our national language. Not our first language anymore, but it's our national language.
Yes, and you know, it is disappointing that so much money has gone into something that is rightfully ours, and we fought hard to keep it, and it is disappointing.
People died for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I understand from the other side, people are very angry, especially where I am. People are angry if you speak English, you know, but that's what annoys me. See, I'm 50-50 on this topic because I don't speak Irish, and that bothers people. But my kids speak Irish.
Okay. And how do you get away with living in a Gaeltacht area not speaking Irish? Do they?
It's difficult. It is difficult, and people are very judgmental. Like, I mean,
do you try? Do you even try?
You know, I have the odd words. I'm never going to have a conversation with someone in Irish. Like, you know, if you were standing in front of me talking Irish, I would be answering you in English, and that's how I have my conversations.
Oh, they must hate you.
They hate me. They do. It's annoying because they'd say, well...
But how can you do that? Because I have a feeling if I was plonked into the middle of Paris, you know, for 6 months, I think I would find that I would have no way of avoiding learning French. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so how can you be plonked into the Gaeltacht and have your kids speaking Irish as well and everybody around you speaking Irish and you just not? That's almost like you're doing it intentionally. So how does that happen?
You see, there's a bit of that as well, because I think the Irish people have this, I don't know, generational trauma, right? So, for example, my grandparents didn't speak English. My grandfather would ignore you if you spoke a word of English in front of him. He didn't have English. He didn't understand it, or maybe he did, but he didn't want to know.
I just pretended, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So then, and then I wasn't reared with Irish in my household. So it was just a thing where you'd go to school and you'd go to your grandparents' house and everyone else in the world was speaking Irish. But then I'd go home and it was just English. So up until then, I was a teenager and an adult and just... I'm like, oh shit, everyone's talking Irish and I haven't a fucking clue who that is.
Yeah. So do you think we care? Do you think Irish people in general, with the exception of the people of the Gaeltacht, obviously, who really do care, but do you think Irish people in general care that the language, it is slowly disappearing? Now, there is a little bit of romanticism about it over the last 3 or 4 years. I don't know how long that'll last. But I mean, that it is slowly waning. And the more and more people that come into the country, particularly with diversity, and, you know, if a lot of people come in from countries all over the world, the less and less possibility we have of retaining it.
I do believe that it will eventually die out, which is awful. Like, I'll get killed for saying that.
Oh, you will.
But I think it will die out.
Yeah, give me your address again on the air just so they all know where you live. I'm joking.
But, you know, it's very difficult, especially where I am. Like, for example, I know a girl who, she was a childcare worker in England for years, and she went to apply for a job in our local childcare centre here, and she wouldn't get the job because she didn't have Irish, because every day it's just... 9 to 5 Irish. No one talks English.
Yeah, but then they're right not to give her the job. Why would you give her the job if she couldn't speak Irish?
She's well qualified for it.
Yeah,
so
but if it's childcare and the kids are coming in and their parents are speaking Irish and the kids are speaking Irish, she's not much use to anybody if she doesn't speak Irish, is she?
Well, it wouldn't bother me now.
No. I mean, how do you say change a nappy in Irish? You know what I mean? I don't know. Anyway, stay there, Alva, for a second. Let me go to Micheál as well. Micheál, conas a tattoo.
I do get some shame from my guests, so I couldn't live in shame.
There you go.
I listen to that good lady there. She should be, whoever you are, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm also a very proud Galway man. I'm a Micheál born in the morning and grew up like, there was English around, but my parents, my dad in particular, like he was 100%, he's from Rossport to Mayo, 100% Irish. But the sad part of the Irish language I find now, right, the original Irish language, it was very ornate. The G's, the T's, the H's, the F's. There was a massive difference. We're now using an English alphabet to write Irish. Imagine trying to write Chinese using the English alphabet.
Oh, so how many... Oh, yeah, somebody told me this recently and I didn't realise it. How many letters in the Irish alphabet?
Pardon?
There isn't 26 letters in the Irish alphabet. Sure there's not.
No, sir, I never bothered behind counting them, but if I was just 26, Well, you see, some of them will be the, like, you have the, some of the letters are similar, but like you have the, some of them are very ornate. Like, you take the F, the G, the T, the H, the I. Like, some of the Irish language, if you write it correctly, is very ornate. So if you take your time writing it, and it is very ornate, and it's lovely to see it written correct. I write a diary every day of my life. I write it in Old Irish. I was grew up with that. I was proud of it. My father, the Lord of Mercy, I'm going to talk there on him. And I swore to him on his deathbed that I would continue as much as I can with the Irish language.
So why should that? Well, yeah, but why should Alva be ashamed of herself? That's a bit of a stretch, isn't it? Why?
Well, you can call it what you like. You should be ashamed. You see, living in an area where all, even our children are learning Irish, you have to be proud of being Irish. Like, as somebody said a few minutes ago, Cora Han Hushman, some of our grandparents died for it. That is something to be proud of. And like, I mean, that good girl, I didn't get her name or her part.
Alva. Alva's her name, yeah. Alva.
Alva.
Well, I get it, but you know...
By the way, there's 18 letters in the Irish alphabet. But go on, sorry, I've been told. Sorry, Alva, go ahead.
It's a lot to do with how you're brought up. Like, I was brought up and at school everyone was speaking Irish, but we were taught by nuns who would abuse us for if you said the wrong word or, you know...
There's a personal revolt because of a lot of people, and I know a lot of people from the Irish area, and because they're Irish, I said, oh, well, fact that, they're revolted. Themselves, they're revolted. Like, nobody else asked them not to talk Irish, but they're revolted internally and said, well, we'll go on better. We're going to go English. And I don't know, I can't say anything bad about the nuns, so don't get involved there.
What do you mean you can't say I'm bad about them? Should the priests and the nuns, when I was in school and we had Peg Sayers, that horrible, horrible book, although I know some people love it, but when we had Peg Sayers, the nuns and the priests betted into you, Micheál, betted into you.
Okay, well, that was wrong. You see, the system was wrong. And that was going on up to modern times enough. Like, I mean, they know the thing too, just say, spare the rod and smile the child. They done away with what they call corporal punishment. You can't slap it. When I went to school, you got slapped for whatever you did wrong. And you didn't do the second time. Now you're told not to do it wrong. You'll do twice as bad. And Henry says you'll do twice as bad because there's no fear in it.
Yeah, by the way, for a man who speaks Irish, I even knew that there wasn't that many letters in the Irish alphabet. Okay, so the Irish alphabet is only A to U. There's no J, K, Q, V, W, X, Y, Z.
There is P. The letter P is totally different in Irish.
No, I said there's no J, K, Q, V, W, X, Y, and Z. They're not in the Irish language. They shouldn't be used in the Irish language.
Well, I'm not quite getting your drift there.
I'm just telling you. I said to you, how many letters in the Irish alphabet? And you said to me, I think it's 26, the same as English. I said, no, it's not. It's only 18.
Well, that's possibly true because I never counted. I couldn't tell you.
Okay, so the Irish alphabet is A, B. Did you know this, Alva, by the way? No, you didn't.
I did. Yeah, I did.
Okay, I'm just asking. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, L. So there's no J there. M, N, O, P. No Q. R, S, T, U. There's no J, K, Q, V, W, or X, Y, Z.
There's a Q in the Irish language. And there is a K in the Irish language.
There isn't.
Well,
there's no K in the Irish language. Give me a word. Give me an Irish word with a K in it.
There's no K.
Okay, yeah.
Micheál. There's a man speaking it fluently. He didn't even know how many letters were in it. Anyway, but I just think, you know, I understand. See, I understand what Alva's saying. Now, I do believe, by the way, that Alva has a little bit of a sore point for it there, too. You know, I think she's grown up with a bad attitude towards it. Sorry, Alva. And, you know, and she's probably...
Are you in West Galway or East Galway?
I'm in the West.
Even worse again. Jeez.
Even worse. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you might be out there in Connemara somewhere. They'll really despise you.
You'll go out around Clifton because the Mountain Run Nationals have come in there over the years. Like, you go to Clifton and you hear someone talking Irish and take a picture of them because
they don't know Irish in Clifton. Apparently, Clifton is the capital of Connemara. They haven't a word of Irish.
They don't have a word. I agree with you there. I've been to Connemara for different reasons. It's a Clifton. And I say, Mother God, I speak Irish on a daily basis. I love my Irish language. And believe you me, I don't care who I meet, I'll take a try out of it. I'll try everybody in Irish. And it's amazing the amount of people that do actually know Irish but don't practice and can't speak it. And a lot of people that can't speak it say, God, I wish we should have practiced it. And now I feel sorry I didn't learn it when I was in school. You have a serious amount of that. Irish language is very ornate.
But when... I've had this conversation with people, and what I will end the conversation by saying is, you will speak your language and I will speak mine. We don't have to be on the same language to have a conversation with each other.
Yeah, well, I agree with you there. But the problem is that, why didn't you grew up in an Irish area where her grandfather, Wackerly, was 100% Irish. Why didn't you carry on with the Irish?
That's just my choice.
That was your, that's exactly what I said a second ago. That was your choice not to continue with it. People opted not to, like he said there, that the nuns and the priests spread it into you and whatnot. That was the problem with the Irish language. Cumhal was the man who said to hell or to Connacht. Like, so the majority of decent people went to Connacht. But we're stuck with the Irish. But the point about it is the amount of people who carried on the Irish, like, it is weaning. But they will tell you that there is an increase in the amount of Irish. There's part of Pallet there in Dublin. They're so fluent in Irish. It's unbelievable.
Okay, well, hang on for a second, Micheál. You talk not even Irish, but English. You talk a million words a minute. And let me go to Mike as well. Mike, hi, how are you?
How's she cutting?
There you go. Well, as far as Micheál is concerned, Alva should be ashamed of herself living in a girl tux and not speaking Irish and not even wanting to speak it.
Yeah. Well, she, no, that might be a bit strong, but she sounds very nice. But my thing about it is, I went to a boarding school and I had no Irish when I went there. And the day I finished there, I cried.
Why?
And I loved, it's all about the blood. It's the identity, Niall. And I think that, like, when you see the leader of our country there a few years ago saying we weren't Irish no more, we were Europeans, that cut me to the bone. Why? Because of the people that died for the language and for the religion and for our heritage. But, like, you go to America there. Jeez, you go to America there, you could meet people and they'd have a few words of Irish.
There's probably more people speaking Irish in America than there is here, to be honest with you.
That's my point. And you know what my thing is, Niall? There's no rocket science in it. Tin open heart surgery, the hand flying planes.
I know, hold on. But the greatest respect, it's not the easiest language in the world.
But one second, Niall. You see in Australia there, like, and it's very simple. This is where I'm coming from now. You come into our country, you live by our rules. And if you don't, there's the door. Simple as.
Well, no, I understand, like, if somebody comes into the country and they're over the age of 12, right? And I think that's one of the rules. They shouldn't be allowed to apply for an exemption if they're under the age of 12. I would agree. But over the age 100%. Of 12, over the age of 12, I would kind of think it should be optional.
Not optional. In the story that there should be...
Force them. Kick it into them.
Let me finish. They come into our country, they'll take our money, they'll take our homes, they'll take everything going. But when it comes to...
Sounds like a scene from Braveheart. Go on.
Our bit of religion then, our religion, like I thought that was, I don't be in church every Sunday or anything like that. But Jesus Christ, when you're made take down...
Yeah, but hold on, Mike. What you're doing is you're comparing Ireland to, say, Germany, France, Spain, or other European countries, right? If I move to Spain and I'm 14 or 13 years of age, I have to learn Spanish because everybody speaks Spanish. If I move to France, I have to learn French. If I move to Germany, I have to learn German because the vast majority of people, a lot of people don't speak English. Some do, but a lot don't, right? So I have to, it's the first language, I have to learn it. But in Ireland, our first language is English. It's universal. We've just adopted it because, and the reason we had to adopt it is we're a small little country and economically to do well in this world, we had to communicate. So that was the reason we adopted the Queen's English. I hate to say the Queen's English, that upsets people. That was the reason we did it.
Okay, right. One thing then, O'Neill. What was the biggest social issue with teenagers in England in the 80s?
Drugs, I imagine.
I know. What? Identity.
Oh, identity. Identity. Do you think so?
What were they called, Niall?
What?
Narrowbacks? Is it something like that?
I don't remember. I don't remember that word, but go on, you can explain it to me. I don't remember what narrowbacks were.
But I remember being over in a club in Dunstable, and I was at the year 79, the year I finished my leaving, and I was talking to a few words of Irish. Do you know something? I was like Bertie Haddon, the fact that the fella listened to a fella talking Irish. But these were all second generation Irish. They were over in England and they were neither Irish nor English to say. Do you see my point?
And what? You're not Irish if you can't speak Irish.
No, but see, they were of Irish parents and they were born in England.
No, I'm only asking you, living in this country, like Alva lives in the Gaeltacht, but she doesn't speak Irish and she doesn't want to speak Irish.
Yes.
Per se. So is she not Irish? Would you not say to her, would you think less of her because of that?
What I think doesn't matter, Niall.
Well, it does matter. It matters to me. But it starts a row on the radio, which is good entertainment. So does it matter? Does it matter that she doesn't want to really speak Irish?
Put it this way now, Niall. Can I put it in a different way?
Put it any way you want.
If I was dating Alva now, right?
Alva,
She was on the gate with Alva and she wouldn't speak Irish, I think it would be a deal breaker.
Oh, would it? There you go. Yeah.
I think it's your biggest identity, Niall. We've nothing left, Niall. We've nothing left to pass down to the next generation.
There you go. Alva, by the way, are you in a relationship, Alva?
Sorry?
Are you in a relationship? Obviously, you've children. So at some point you were.
I am. But come here, it's not that I don't want to. Like I said earlier,
you don't want to, Alva, because if you did, you would be.
It wasn't spoken in my home house as a child. It was never
But every shop you go into every single day, everywhere you go every day, they're speaking Irish. So it is a case of...
They could have been speaking Chinese when I was 10 years old. It wouldn't have made
a
difference.
Yeah, but there's a tad... I smell the resistance, Alva. There's a tad of resistance.
Well, I remember I must have been 10 or 11, and I remember the nun saying to me, if I didn't get the words right, just to sit at the back of the class and say nothing, shut up. So that's what I did. For all of fifth and sixth class, I sat at the back of the room and I just sat there looking pretty and I did nothing. No Irish, no nothing. And so going into secondary school then, I was just like, well, fuck this. They don't want me to speak Irish because I'm obviously too stupid to learn it. So I'm just not going to ever do it.
Right.
So it is a shame. It's not that I don't want to. Like, obviously, I would have loved to have been better at it, but I was never given the opportunity to.
No, I don't. Mike, you can accept that excuse, Alva. I'm not accepting that excuse, Alva. She's living in the Gael talk.
No, I do 1 second now, Niall. You see, we did teach her in Ballyvaughan here.
Very quickly, I have to go to a break. Go on. What do you want to say, Mike? Go on.
He was a beautiful person there. And Marshall, he came in this morning to school, and the back of the car was all driven in. And he had a great way of teaching Irish. He was a geography teacher, but he had a great way of teaching Irish. Master could have hollered in Glustan, what happened to Gael last night? And he said, the basic terminology in Glustan. Terminology is not in the Irish vocabulary, but he made it interesting.
Yeah, but the word Glustan is gone. When I was a kid, a Glustan was a car. Nowadays, yeah. I listen to Nuked every now and again, don't ask me why. And they used to use the word car.
Yeah, but that's
the
old Dublin Irish,
to see. That's Dublin. Yeah. Dublin Irish. Oh, there you go. Dublin, that's it. Heard it all now. Dublin Irish. Stay there, Alva, Mike, please. I got to go to a break. After the break, I'll come to Terry and also Sarah. The number is 087-188-0000. All right, let me go to Terry if I can first. Terry, does it surprise you that so many people are applying for exemptions for Irish?
Do I agree with them?
Yeah, do you agree with them getting the exemptions? 20% of people, roughly, in 1 year.
I do know that kids that kind of would have a learning disability, well, yes, you know.
Yeah.
But I think really and truly the Irish language should be embraced. Now, I feel a bit like that girl, like even that she came up in the Gael talk earlier. The nuns spoke embedded out of us. They gave us that we didn't want to teach it. We didn't want to.
Yeah, that's what Alva said. She sat at the back of the class feeling like a dummy. Like, you know, in other words, she was told she was stupid, so she just kind of played along with it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, we never even had a teacher that even sounded as if she liked using the language. They were very
automated. Yeah.
Now, I went into schools there a couple of years later. I went into a school with my niece, and there's the teacher, and she was from Donegal. And when I say to you, you knew this girl loved speaking the Irish language.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I'd have loved to fucking listen to her all day long. I'd have coming out fluent.
Yeah.
Now, I went down to the Aran Islands there last year for a few days. And it's when you're in places like that you kind of realise. Like, the Brits didn't knock it out of us. The Brits tried and they done their best. But the Catholic Church knocked it out of the fucking rest of us. Mm. Because they didn't encourage any of us. You know what I mean? And it is our identity.
Is it really our identity now?
Look, I can say my name. I could ask you, what's your name? Or did you have a nice day?
Yeah, can I ask you, I have permission basics. To go to the toilet? That's about all I can ask.
Yeah, it's basics. Yeah. No, in saying that, I went to America a few years ago, well, a lot of years ago, and there was a lot of Spanish over there. Mm. And in all honesty, I embraced that. Like, I could kind of, you know, if I needed a bit of milk, I'd say leche, you know, and I'd be able to ask you for types of food. In Spanish. No, I wouldn't. I could ask you how you were, you know. And
I always thought, by the way, it was very rude of us when we go on holidays to the Mediterranean, to Spain and places like that, tourists. It's very rude of us to demand that people in Spain speak English to us, because we do. You know what I mean? And then we come out with this stupid, weird version of English that we think they understand. Like, do you have milk-o? Milk-o? Like, we say things really stupidly, thinking they can understand us, and they haven't a clue what we're saying half the time. But Alma, Terry says she kind of feels sad that she didn't learn Irish. Is there a little bit of, even though I'm having this bit of a slagging match with you, is there a little tinge of sadness in you?
It's a shame, because I feel, and I'm middle-aged, I suppose. Now, I'm not young, I'm not old, and I feel like I've laughed out, and I am missing out still, you know, because I'll get the emails from school and the texts, and they're all in Irish, and I do understand most of it, but then sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish there was an English translation so that I know exactly what this message is saying.
But there is. You can Google translate, can't you?
Google is not right. No, it's not correct.
Okay.
It'll just lead you down the wrong way altogether.
Right, okay. Because the kids have to be in school at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you see, we have Connemara Irish, which is very different, so even in the books, the school books are coming home, and it's not Irish that we understand. So, like, I do understand reading it, but there's some words that we've never seen that even, you know, your grandmother wouldn't have even known. So it is different. The language is different all over, but it is a shame. Like I said, it's disappointing that I don't speak it.
It is amazing how much we remember from school, although we think we don't, because if I have watched Nuacht or whatever it is, I can get the general gist of the story. From what they're saying. Now, I probably would be completely inaccurate, but I get the general gist, which goes to show you that we do have a lot of words, Irish words in our vocabulary, that we can memorize, but we just can't repeat them back and we can't use them. You know what I mean? So they're in there.
Yeah, well, I think if you listen to someone talking Irish here, like an older person telling a story or in a song or something, there's a lot of emotive feelings and verbs and everything in the Irish language that you wouldn't be able to understand if you just had a normal conversation.
Mm.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
You know, so if you're listening to it on the news and there's someone really hysterical and talking in Irish, you're understanding what they're saying, kind of. You're getting the gist. But to speak slowly and have a conversation, you're like, what? You couldn't write it, like, you know, you couldn't write it down.
Sorry, Mike, do you speak fluent Irish, Mike?
Sorry?
Do you speak fluent Irish?
Well, could I just ask the character mean, which is without, I could speak fluent Irish, but I like riding a bike. Once you can ride a bike, you'll never forget it, but I don't practice it every day, but I could keep conversation. But that girl in Connemara said, that was always said in Ballyvona when we were going to school, that the Connemara Irish was the hardest Irish.
The dialect, the dialect is difficult, yeah. Because it's different. Well, there's about four different dialects, isn't there?
That's from the nearest to the old Irish.
Like, yeah.
The old Irish. The Munster Irish there was a lot easier.
Okay, but you could hold a conversation with somebody in Irish if you had to.
Oh, I would if you want to speak to me, no problem.
Don't say that. I might put you to the test. But anyway, so Terry, there's a kind of romance there, isn't there, that you kind of feel. And it would be nice. I think it would be nice to be able to speak Irish.
Yeah.
You know, but I just can't.
Yeah. It sounds so beautiful, you know, when somebody, you know, really likes speaking it.
Yeah.
It definitely sounds absolutely beautiful.
I mean, we know, a lovely girl in here used to do one of the Irish shows, and she used to speak Irish fluently in the office. Now, she could speak English perfectly fluently too, but she was brilliant. And it was just, and I used to say things, I used to ask her odd questions, like, I said, are you thinking in Irish? And she goes, I don't know. I said, how do you not know if you're thinking? I said, like, when you're talking, are you thinking in Irish? And she goes, I don't know. I think I think in English. I think when I'm speaking Irish, I'm thinking in Irish. And when I'm speaking English,
yeah, that's funny. Do you know, I sometimes think in Irish, which is funny because I don't speak Irish, but sometimes I'm thinking in Irish. That's just mad. Realizing that now.
That's mad. Yeah. There you go, Terry. That could be you soon. Sorry, Alan.
You know, I was handy for Niall. You know, say when you go on holidays.
Yeah.
So we were on holidays there earlier this year, and my husband was talking Irish to me. And I was just answering him in English. But we were able to have a full-blown conversation in front of the other people, and they didn't know what we were talking about. But he was just full-on talking Irish. And I thought, this is so handy. Like, this is like just...
Yeah, you could be slagging the person next to you, and they'd never know.
Yeah.
So I'll say that. Let me just go to Ali as well before 10. Ali, hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good. Now, you have dyslexia, but you did honours Irish in school.
Yes. So I was actually originally adopted from Eastern Europe when I was around 3.5 years
okay.
of age.
Okay.
So I grew up in Ireland, got my citizenship in Ireland. However, I went through primary school, I went through secondary school, and I did honours Irish. It was never a question of like, oh, I want to get an exemption for that. I don't even probably had somewhere been told I could get an exemption for it, but I could. My parents were saying no, probably because
yeah.
I literally went through the entire Irish education learning Irish.
Right.
So I don't believe that people should get an exemption from Irish. The people who feel that their dyslexia is too bad or whatever, and they're pushing for to get the exemption, maybe they should get the exemption from the exam, but maybe they should still have to do some sort of Irish.
Yeah, so the argument is, obviously, you know, obviously with dyslexia, it's a lot to do with vocabulary and wording and everything else. So the argument is that, you know, it can be difficult enough for somebody reading with dyslexia and learning English without, you know, combining that with another language. So that isn't that the argument?
I do honours French and I did honours Irish. I actually can speak French. And I'd have, like, maybe it's just because of the growing up.
Well, French is easier anyway. I mean, I did French for 3 years in school, and I knew more French coming out of secondary school than I did Irish, and I did Irish for my whole life.
Like,
you know?
I just think it's a cop-out, actually, to be honest with you. It's just people that are literally saying, oh, well, that's one less subject I don't have to worry about.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. You are right. But I do, but I mean, the only thing I don't agree with is, when you look at, say, for example, kids going to college and they're going to do, you know, I don't know, software engineering. And one of the requirements for software engineering is the Irish language. Why? There's no need. You'll never need to use the Irish language in software engineering. So, you know, it's a bit of a barrier sometimes for kids, which I think is unfair.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't think there should be an exemption. Maybe they should still be learning Irish. Or maybe they should be in a continuous assessment where it's not. Because I will agree, like growing up, when I was, like I would have started off in ordinary in first year, gone up and up and then onto the higher level. So basically the leaving cert for most of the subjects is like your higher level, your ordinary level, your higher level junior cert is your ordinary level leaving cert. That's the best way to describe it.
Just before I go into the news, where did you say you were originally from? Where did you say you originally adopted from?
I'm adopted from Romania.
Okay, and do you speak Romanian? Or
I don't speak Romanian, but funny enough, I was in work about 2 weeks ago, maybe a little bit more, just before Christmas. One guy who works in the shop, he's Romanian. A woman came into the store. I just happened to be next to my colleague. They were speaking Romanian. She left and I said, I know exactly what she said. And he said, tell me. And I told him and he said, how did you know that?
Wow.
I knew exactly what they were talking
about.
So
you might have remembered it from when you were 2 or 3 years of age. You kind of just stuck in your mind.
Yeah, they were talking about electronics. Like,
right.
Like,
would you like to learn Romanian?
Would I like to learn Romanian? Yeah, I feel that. That's
you
something.
Feel you should.
Well, it's only spoken in Romania.
Yeah.
And Moldova. So again,
well, it's like Irish. It's only spoken in Ireland, isn't it?
Same,
yeah.
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 It's the same kind of thing. Like, I mean, I would much prefer to be fluent in Spanish, or I'd much prefer to be 100% fluent in French, because those two languages are spoken in many countries.
Okay. Quick quiz for all of you, Terry, Alva, and Ali. What is the most spoken language in the world?
Mandarin.
Spanish and English.
No, Mandarin.
Mandarin
is correct.
Mandarin. Yeah.
Yeah. What is the second most spoken language?
Spanish.
You're correct. It is Spanish.
Yeah.
English,
yeah,
really English is actually third as a first language, but English is the most acceptable and universal language in the world. Because most people who speak Spanish or live in countries, they usually speak partly English as well. So, and even many Chinese people speak English.
The thing I just want to say there to you guys, like, do you know the way you're saying, like, oh, why are we speaking English or whatever? Like, most of those countries, like, look at the Brazilians, look at the Portuguese, they all want to learn English. They want to learn English because they find it so, well, they find it really hard for pronunciation, but once they get the pronunciation down, it is probably, it's the most dumbest language to learn. Like, it's very simple compared to, like, Latin languages and,
oh, of course,
you know,
it is,
foreign,
yeah,
languages.
Yeah, no, the grammar is even much simpler in it, English, and there's so many different variations, and people understand it no matter what way you say it. Even our own little Irish English, as we call it. Listen, Ali, thank you very much indeed. Alva, appreciate you staying on as long as you did. Terry, Mike, and everybody else who got involved in that conversation. After the break, by the way, I'm going to be moving on to cheating. Not cheating as in with a partner. Oh, no, we won't be talking about that. We're talking about how soon you should date when somebody dies because of an interesting email from somebody very unhappy that her mother is moving on too quick.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.